Unit 2, Work and Play, A. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The box is so heavy that Tom can't move. The box is so heavy that Tom can't move.
2. It's interesting for Jim to make model planes. It's interesting for Jim to make model planes.
3. Bob started to drive his car when he was very young. Bob started to drive his car when he was very young.
4. If you don't want to fall asleep, please have a cup of coffee. If you don't want to fall asleep, please have a cup of coffee.
5. Nowadays, iPhone 5 is becoming more and more popular in the world. Nowadays, iPhone 5 is becoming more and more popular in the world. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Is this red shirt yours, Peter?
No, my shirt is blue. Perhaps it's Tim's.
Question. What color is Peter's shirt? Is this red shirt yours, Peter?
No, my shirt is blue. Perhaps it's Tim's.
Question. What color is Peter's shirt?
2. What's your dream job in the future, Tom?
My parents want me to become a doctor, but I want to be an artist.
Wonderful. I want to be a teacher, just like my mother.
Question. What job does the girl's mother do?
What's your dream job in the future, Tom?
My parents want me to become a doctor, but I want to be an artist.
Wonderful. I want to be a teacher, just like my mother.
Question.What job does the girl's mother do? 3. Hello, Jenny. You look busy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks, Jack, but I can manage.
Come on, let me do you a favor. If you want, I could type some letters.
Question. What can Jack help Jenny to do?
Hello, Jenny. You look busy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks, Jack.But I can manage.
Come on, let me do you a favor. If you want, I could type some letters.
Question. What can Jeb help Jenny to do? 4. What will you be like in 10 years' time, Tom?
In 10 years? Wow, I'll be 24 years old then.
Question. How old is Tom now?What will you be like in 10 years' time, Tom?
In 10 years? Wow, I'll be 24 years old then.
Question. How old is Tom now?
5. Sally, are you going to Linda's birthday party this weekend?
Sure. And you?
I don't think I will. My mom is in the hospital. I must take care of her at the weekend.
Question.Why won't the boy go to Linda's birthday party?
Sally, are you going to Linda's birthday party this weekend?
Sure. And you?
I don't think I will. My mom is in the hospital. I must take care of her at the weekend.
Question. Why won't the boy go to Linda's birthday party?
6. You are lucky, Tom.The book you want has just been returned.
Oh, great. How long can I keep it?
2 weeks at most. Many people want to read it.
Okay, I will return it in time.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? You are lucky, Tom. The book you want has just been returned.
Oh, great. How long can I keep it?
2 weeks at most. Many people want to read it.
Okay, I will return it in time.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place?
Seven. Do you want to eat something?
No, thanks, Dad.
Why? Is there anything wrong with your stomach?
No, I'm not hungry.
Question. Why doesn't the girl want to eat? Do you want to eat something?
No, thanks, Dad.
Why? Is there anything wrong with your stomach?
No, I'm not hungry.
Question. Why doesn't the girl want to eat? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Is your school bag too heavy? Taking heavy school bags brings us a lot of health problems. It's really bad. But now we have e-school bags. They will help us. An e-school bag is much lighter than a usual school bag. Maybe we can call the school bag an e-textbook. It is a small computer for students. It is as small as a usual book.But it can still have all the things for study, such as textbooks, exercise books, and so on. The students can read the text page by page on the screen, take notes, or even send emails to their teachers. They only need to put the right chip into the e-school bag. Some people say that e-textbooks can be easily hurt, while others say it is not good for students' eyes, but only time.We'll tell who is right. Is your school bag too heavy? Taking heavy school bags brings us a lot of health problems. It's really bad. But now we have e-school bags. They will help us. An e-school bag is much lighter than a usual school bag. Maybe we can call the school bag an e-textbook.It is a small computer for students. It is as small as a usual book. But it can still have all the things for study, such as textbooks, exercise books, and so on. The students can read the text page by page on the screen, take notes, or even send emails to their teachers. They only need to put the right chip into the e-school bag.Some people say that e-textbooks can be easily hurt, while others say it is not good for students' eyes. But only time will tell who is right.
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Now, could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, officer. It's Mary, Mary White.
And could I have your address, too, please?
Yes, of course. It's 76 Springfield Road, London.
So could you tell me, please, exactly when did you see the robbery?
Yes, well, I was just coming out of the supermarket exit when suddenly I heard this cry.I saw a man robbing a lady of her bag, and she was hitting him with her free hand. And then he pushed her, and she fell to the ground. He then escaped.
I see. And could you describe the man for me?
Well, let me see. He was medium height, about 30. It all happened so quickly, it's hard to remember everything.
Please do try. It's important for us to catch him.
Oh, yes, I remember something else. He was wearing a yellow jacket and jeans, blue jeans.
Did you notice his hair?
Oh, dark. Yes, dark brown and quite long. That's all I can remember, I'm afraid.
Thank you very much, Mrs. White. Now, could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, officer. It's Mary, Mary White.
And could I have your address, too, please?
Yes, of course. It's 76 Springfield Road, London.
So could you tell me, please, exactly when did you see the robbery?
Yes, well, I was just coming out of the supermarket exit when suddenly I heard this cry. I saw a man robbing a lady of her bag, and she was hitting him with her free hand. And then he pushed her, and she fell to the ground. He then escaped.
I see. And could you describe the man for me?
Well, let me see. He was medium height, about 30. It all happened so quickly. It's hard to remember everything.
Please do try. It's important for us to catch him.
Oh, yes. I remember something else. He was wearing a yellow jacket and jeans, blue jeans.
Did you notice his hair?
Oh, dark. Yes, dark brown and quite long. That's all I can remember, I'm afraid.
Thank you very much, Mrs. White.